Where do you go when you're homeless and you're being forced to relocate from the shelter you found under a bridge? That's the dilemma that dozens of people who have been living in a homeless camp, or tent city, in downtown Milwaukee are facing. State officials have ordered campers to vacate the area near 6th and Clybourne by the end of the month so that work on a stormwater runoff project can begin. The camp started with a few makeshift shelters a couple years ago, but has grown to more than 60 tents. WUWM's Marty Michelson stopped by a camp this week and spoke with people who are trying to find another place to live.
The homeless camp is located under I-794 in a heavy traffic area. Campers live among the constant noise of cars and buses driving by the busy intersection of 6th and Clybourne. The massive camp spans several square blocks and features a sea of small tents and furniture, such as tables, chairs, and couches, along with clothes, brooms, and vacuum cleaners, even pets. A cat sits outside one of the tents with his owners. Keith Robinson came to Milwaukee from Little Rock, Arkansas, and has been living here since last December. He says officials from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation stopped by a few weeks ago and handed out notices stating that each camper would have to leave.
Knocked on the tent and gave us this letter. Said we got to be out here by the 31st.
Robinson says he was surprised to receive the letter. It cites a state law that says camping on state highways is illegal, and residents have until the end of the month to gather and remove their belongings. The letter urges people to seek help from shelter and homeless services that are available in the Milwaukee area. Robinson says he's been working with a local agency and hopes to find a place before the October 31st deadline. He says homeless advocates have been stopping by and checking in with residents every day.
I mean, they got people out here trying to help. It's just got a waiting list, that's all. So, I mean, people come out here and feed us and stuff. That's good.
One person who's been assisting is Sherry Tussler, executive director of the Hunger Task Force. She's been passing out literature to campers, advising them of their rights under state and federal relocation laws. Tussler believes the campers should be treated like residents because, after all, the letter that each camper received reads, "Dear Temporary Resident." She says the state should be following the tenets of the law, such as giving 90 days notice for relocation and providing assistance with moving.
I think it's actually the state's responsibility under the law to again have a plan because they're building up a public project and to provide relocation assistance to people in the form of both personal help, in the form of social work or case management, as well as cash benefits.
Tussler has set up a table at the camp for people to fill out a Wisconsin relocation complaint detailing their grievances. She says about 20 people have filled out the forms, and she sent them to the state last week. Campers named the Wisconsin Department of Transportation in their complaints. DOT spokesman Mike Pirate says they have no merit and reiterated some of the details from the letter that campers received. He says the area under the freeway is considered state right-of-way and it's illegal to camp there. Democratic Governor Tony Evers says the state is working with local partners and he's confident that homeless campers will find other places to live by the end of the month.
You know, the important thing is that we find safe housing, and I know we can do that because of all the partners we have. So it's going to be an ongoing process, but we believe it's going to be accomplished in a good way and, frankly, a better way for the people that are presently in the city.
The Department of Transportation says the evacuation is needed because work will begin soon on a green infrastructure project under the freeway between North 2nd and North 13th Streets. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.